那我把时间交给 Pastor David。 OK。
Thank you, Pastor Kevin. I'm sure those were nice words. Blessings to you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
I'm live. Is that okay there? Yeah, sure. Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen.
It's such an honor to be with you here today.
我今天真的很荣幸在这里跟你们在一起。
I have two words for those that have been baptized. Can I share those?
Yeah, sure.
All right. David. Okay. Romans chapter 1 verse 18.
在罗马书第一章的第十八节。
It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation."
我不以福音为耻。
Did you say it or?
Yes.
To the Jew first, and then also to the Gentile.
不但是这个是讲给希腊人听的，也是给我们外邦人听的。
That's verse 19, I think.
在第十九节，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
God was showing me that you are not ashamed of the gospel.
你们并不因福音为耻。
And God is preparing you to speak the gospel in your amongst your people.
而且神预备你们要在你们的人群当中传扬这个福音。
But he's not limited you to your people.
他不是仅仅局限你们在这个人群。
Because your ministry will grow to many nations.
你们的这个事工要扩展到所有的民族。
To many tongues.
去更多的城市。
To the Jew first and also to the Gentile, the whole world.
去到外邦人中，到全世界当中。
I don't know if that makes sense to you.
我不知道。这个对你明不明白?
Does that fit? That for him? And then Andy. Second Corinthians chapter 1.
在哥林多后书的第二章, chapter 1, 第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 1.
在哥林多后书的。
And verse 9 says this.
第九,第二章。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
在第一章的第九节。
Yes, we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised him from the dead.
在第九节说，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Verse 10. Who delivers us from so great a death?Who does deliver us, whom we trusted that he will still deliver us.
在第十节接着说，他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
God showed me as you were being baptized.
神让我看见当你们在受洗的时候。
That you're not satisfied with just surface answers.
你们不是仅满足于这个表面上这个受洗。
That when you want to understand something, you want to understand it right to the deep parts of it.
如果你想明白什么，你想明白更深的意义。
And it's fine to have the knowledge of salvation.
当然，就是有这个救恩的知识是很好的。
But God is going to equip you to know the nitty gritties of salvation, the little details of salvation.
但是神要装备你们明白这个救恩的更深的意义。
How that you have been delivered from so great a death.
你们怎么样被这样一个死亡救赎出来，从这个死亡当中救赎出来。
That you are presently being delivered right now from death.
你们已经被从死亡中救赎出来了。
And you will yet be delivered in the future from all kinds of things.
你们也在未来当中也要被各样的事情当中救赎出来。
God is going to make you a teacher.
神会让你们成为一个教师。
Does that make sense? Is that him?
对吗?
I don't know him. You know him.
我不了解他，但是
God bless you in your journey.
神会在你的一生人生的道路中祝福你。
Amen. It is Resurrection Sunday.
今天是复活的主日。
It's an exciting Sunday.
是不是很让人振奋的一个主日？
I gave you a sermon title that was deceiving.
其实我给你们这个主题啊，有一点点的小的啊骗局在里面。
Sunday is not Saturday. Sunday is not Saturday. Saturday is not Sunday.
星期六不是星期天。
The Sabbath is not Sunday.
安息日不是星期天。
Sunday is not the Sabbath.
星期天也不是安息日。
I wonder if the disciples understood this.
我不知道门徒当时的门徒明不明白这一点。
So I'd like to take us to the first Sunday.
所以我要先讲到这个第一个主日。
In Luke chapter 24.
在路加福音二十四章。
It says it was the first day of the week. That was Sunday.
讲到头七日的头一日，那是一个主日，那是星期日。
And in the first day of the week, the women came to the tomb.
在那一日，那些妇女们来到了这个坟墓。
And when they got to the tomb, they saw two men dressed in white, glowing.
他们看见两个穿着白衣的人站在那里。
They were coming to anoint the body of Jesus.
他们来是用香料来膏抹耶稣的身体的。
They were going to give the spices and the herbs. This was day three.
因为那是第三日，所以他们是要用这个香料来膏抹耶稣的这个尸体的。
Now, first day after death, second day after death, third day after death.
在死后的第一日、第二日，现在是第三日。
It's not too bad.
还不错。
There's not too much of a smell.
好像还不是很臭。
It's still okay to come and anoint the body.
他们是来膏抹这个身体的。
Day four would have been different.
第四日就不一样了。
If you remember the story of Lazarus,
如果你记得拉撒路的故事的话，
Jesus says, "Where have you laid him?"
耶稣说，你把拉撒路放在哪里？
And so Mary and Mary Martha came and brought Jesus to the tomb of Lazarus.
然后玛利亚就带着耶稣去拉撒路的墓前。
And then Jesus asked for the door to be opened of Lazarus' tomb.
耶稣说把那个墓前的石头滚开。
And Mary said, "Jesus, by this time it's day four. He stinks."
但是玛利亚说主啊，这已经是第四天了，他一定是已经臭了。
Death stinks.
死亡是有臭味。
Do you agree?
对吗？
Anybody want death?
有没有人希望死
亡？ No, we don't want death. Death stinks. So they had brought the herbs to anoint the body of Jesus so it would not smell.
所以因为死亡是有臭味的，所以他们拿香料来膏抹耶稣的身体。
I don't know where they got the herbs.
我不知道他们哪里来的这些香料。
But I do know this.
但是我知道一点。
That at the birth of Jesus.
在耶稣诞生的时候
，He was given gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
他有这个乳香、没药这些香料。
Gold, I understand, is for a king.
黄金是意味着是代表王。
The frankincense and the myrrh are for death.
是没药，还有没药乳香。
The frankincense and the myrrh are for death.
是这些香料是用来预备为死。
So he was a king born to die.
所以他是一个王，可是他是生来是。位置是承担这个死亡的。
I wonder if it was the frankincense and the myrrh that Mary had ready to mix up to anoint the body.
我在想，是不是玛利亚也是用这些没药沉香来把它们混合成香料来膏抹这个身体的
？Maybe.
也许是。
But they went to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus.
所以他们去这个坟墓口是为了膏抹。
When they got to the tomb, the stone had been rolled away.
当他们来到这个墓前的时候，他们发现墓碑已经离开了。
And the body of Jesus was not there.
是耶稣的身体不在那里了。
The two men that stood at the tomb said to the women, "He is not here. He is risen."
那两个人对他们讲，他已经不在这了，他已经复活了。
Verse 6 says, "He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake to you when he was still in Galilee."
第六节说他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们
？Verse 7, the Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men to be crucified, and the third day rise again.
第七节说， 人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
These women, when they came with herbs, wanting to anoint the body. They didn't expect resurrection.
所以这些妇女她们来到墓前是为了膏抹耶稣的身体，她们并没有想到会有这样的复活的事发生。
They remembered his words.
哇，他们想起来了耶稣曾经说过的话。
Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the eleven that were all, to the rest, to the eleven.
所以他们便从坟墓那里回去，把这些一切的事情都告诉那十一个门徒。
It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, and the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles.
所以是那告诉使徒的，就是抹大拉的玛利亚和约亚拿，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有与他们在一处的妇女。
And their words seemed to be like fairy tales or idle tales, and they did not believe them.
他们说的这些话，使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。
But Peter rose up and ran to the tomb and stooped down, and he saw the linen cloth lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened.
彼得却起来，跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里稀奇所成的事。
Can you imagine going to your mom's grave?Maybe your dad's grave, maybe your granddad's grave, and it's empty, and somebody has dug it up, and the bones are gone.
你能不能想象，如果我们你去你父亲或者祖父的墓前，发现没有空了，里面就是。
Would you wonder what had happened?
你是会不会想发生什么事了
？If somebody told you that they were resurrected, would you wonder?
如果人告诉你说他们复活了，你会不会觉得奇怪
？If they said they saw him walking downtown, would you wonder?
如果他们说，哎，我们在城里面看到他们了，你们会不会觉得很
？So Peter had questions.
所以彼得有这样的疑问。
And Peter too remembered the words of Jesus. And Peter as well remembered the words of Jesus.
但是彼得也想到了耶稣曾说过的话。
And now we have the story of the two men on the road to Emmaus.
所以他。想到耶稣说的这个话，两个门徒的啊，接下来他有两个向门徒显现的故事。
Now behold, two men, verse 13. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem.
在十三节说，正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫伊马忤斯。离耶路撒冷约有25里。
From about here to Parliament Hill.
从这儿到这个议会山。
Somewhere in there. And they talked together with all these things which had happened. So it was while they talked and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
Verse 16, but their eyes were restrained so that they could not know him.
在十六节说，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
They were reliving all the things that had happened in the last 3 days.
所以他们在思想在过去三天中所发生的事情。
I wonder if they were blaming the government.
他们会不会在责备当时的政府
？For having crucified him，
把他钉在了十字架上。
For having taken away the hope of the kingdom that they knew would come，
把所有他们盼望要来的这个天国的希望拿去了。
And how could this be? And it's the third day，
怎么可能在这第三天就发生了呢
？Verse 17，
在第十七节说
，And he said to them， What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another？As you walk, and you are so sad.
耶稣在第十七节说，耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
They weren't walking with a smile on their face.
他们正走的时候，脸上带着笑容。
They were discouraged.
因为接下来他们就心里面很有这个挫败感。
They didn't know what was going on.
他们不知道发生什么事了。
Then one of those named Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you a stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which had happened in these days?"
在他们两个人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗
Is it possible that you don't know the news?
你不知道这个消息吗？
Didn't you turn CNN on?
你没有看到吗？
CNN, the news.
你没有看 CNN 的 news, 消新闻吗？
Doesn't work, sorry. Verse 19, and he said to them, what things?
在第十九节耶稣说什么事呢？
So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty indeed, word before God and all the people.
他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。
They recognized that Jesus was a powerful man.
他们知道耶稣是一个很有能力的人。
He did mighty deeds.
他很做了很伟大奇妙的事。
I'm sure they were referring to the healings that he did.
他而且看到过他所医治的这个功能，医治的这个。
How he rose Lazarus from the grave.
他把拉撒路从死亡中复活过来。
There must have been many things that they were recalling.
所以他们肯定一定记得所发生过的很多事情。
But they were discouraged because they didn't know that it would come again.
可是他们心里还是忧伤，因为他们没有想到耶稣会。
They thought it was all over.They thought it was all over.
他们想这些事情都过去了。
Verse 20, and now the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified.
在二十节说，祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。
Their hopes were gone.
他们的希望没有了。
Verse 21, but we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel.
在第二十一节说，但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的，就是他。
I need to back up to another verse in scripture.
我们要看另外一节圣经。
To Matthew 16 and verse 17.
在马太福音十六章十六节到十七节。
There was questions that were being asked about Jesus.
这里面有一个问题是问到关于耶稣的。
Who do men say that I am?
耶稣问：“你们想我是谁呢？”
And in all this, they were giving responses as to who they thought Jesus was.
他们就回答说：“凭他们自己的理解，说耶稣是谁。”
And Peter suddenly said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
但彼得说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Peter had the answer.
彼得有这个对的答案。
And then Jesus tells Peter in verse 17.
在第十七节，耶稣对彼得说
：“Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven。”
说西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
The revelation of who Jesus was revealed by the Father in heaven。
这个是耶稣是谁这样的启示是来自于天上的父。
The two people, that were walking on the road to Emmaus couldn't see Jesus. They were blinded.
在去以马忤斯的那两个门徒，他们是瞎眼，他们看不到耶稣。
They couldn't recognize him.
他们不认得耶稣。
But yet, he was Jesus.
但是他是。
How could they not recognize him?
他们怎么会不认得他呢
？Verse 18.
在第十八节说。
And I also say to you that you, Peter, on this confession, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
十八节说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
On this confession, or on this rock,
在这样的磐石上
on this firm truth.
在这样一个坚固的真理上
This solid foundation
这样一个坚实的一个基础上
What is a solid foundation?
什么是这样一个坚实的基础呢
That Jesus is the Christ
耶稣基督是救主
We're not talking about a church
我们不是在讲教会
We're talking about Jesus
我们是在谈耶稣
And on the truth of who he is
在这个他是谁的这个真理上
He will build his church
He will build the church.
Verse 19.
在十九节说
And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose in earth will be loosed in heaven.
在十九节说，我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Jesus is telling his disciples that this is how he's going to build his government.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，这就是我们要怎么样建立政府的方法。
The word church is form of government.
这个世界上的教会组成了政府。
He's going to build a government, a kingdom.
建成了这个属天的政府。
Jesus is going to establish his kingdom.
耶稣基督要建立他的天国。
But now it's all gone. But now it's all gone.
可是现在听起来全部都没有了。
Back to the road to Emmaus. Luke chapter 24.
回到我们前面看的路加福音二十四章。
And certain, verse 21. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel.
在二十一节说，但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的，就是他。
Indeed, beside all this, today is the third day since these things happened.
不但如此，而且这是成就，现在已经三天了。
They couldn't understand. They'd heard the words of the women at the tomb.
他们当他们听到这些妇女跟他们讲的时候，他们不能够相信。
And they were still sad.
他们还是心里忧愁。
Verse 22, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us when they did not find the body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive.
在第二十二节说我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，她们清早到了坟墓那里。不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见了天使显现，说他活了。
And certain of those who were with us when the tomb and went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not find.
他们也去看到那个坟墓那里去看，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。
So they were in a day left with a whole lot of questions.
所以他们那一天，他们有很多的疑问在心里。
Then he said to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe."
耶稣对他们说，无知的人呐，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
To believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
相信先知所说的话。
And then Jesus begins to explain to them what was going on.
所以耶稣开始向他们解释所发生的事。
Ought not Christ to have suffered and these things, and to enter into his glory?
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
And beginning at Moses, he began to expand all the truth of the gospel.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己说的都给他们讲解明白。
All the things concerning himself.
所有关乎自己的事情。
And when they drew near to Emmaus.
当他们快进到这个村子的时候。
Where they were going, and he indicated that he should have gone further.
耶稣本来只是他们还要往前行。
But they said, "No, no, no, stay with us."
但他们却说不要。跟我们在一起吧。
Abide with us and stay the evening, for the day is far spent.
说，请你同我们在一起住下吧，因为日头已经平息了。
Have you ever had company come home for a visit?
有没有有这样的时候，当有人在家到你们家来拜访你
？And you like this company?
你很喜欢这个跟随。
You like this company?
你喜欢这个公司。
So you say, "Oh, spend the night. It's too late to go home."
因为时间很晚了，所以你不愿意他们回去。
I remember the first people that came and presented the gospel to us.
我还记得第一次有一个人第一次来向我们传福音的那个人。
I was 18 years old.
我是当时十八岁。
And they had spent a long time expounding the scriptures to us.
他跟我们花了很多的时间在讲这个圣经。
And it was all new to us.
对我们来说太新了。
It was good.
可是很好。
And it was dark outside.
外面已经很天黑了。
Stay the night. We've got extra beds.
我跟他们说，你就留下来吧，我们还有床给你。
Give us more of this revelation of the word.
向我们更多的解释这些话语，圣经上的话吧。
We were hungry for all that we were learning about God.
我们对神的这个话非常的饥渴。
And so they stayed.
所以他们留下来了。
And I remember the first couple weeks of my Christian walk.
但我还记得当我成为基督徒的头几个星期。
How when these people came to visit, we made sure they stayed real late.
我们邀请来的时候，我们要
So they had to spend the night.
所以他们可以留下来跟我们住。
It was sweet. It was great.
非常好，非常甘甜的经历。
Something was stirring inside of us. We were learning truth that we had never learned before.
在我们的心里，神感动我们，我们愿意学这些真理，是我们以前所没有经验学过的。
Verse 30.
在第三十节。
Now it came to pass as they sat at the table with them that he took the bread and blessed and broke it.And gave it to them.
到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开，递给他们。
And then their eyes were open.
他们的眼睛就明亮了。
There was something about the way he blessed the bread.
可能是这个他在祝谢这个拨开这个饼的时候，有一些什么东西祝福出来。
There was something about the way he broke the bread.
可能是他这个掰饼的方法。
That they knew who he was.
突然他们就知道他是谁了。
Maybe you think you can think of your dad.
或者你可以想想你自己的。
Or maybe your mom.
或者你的妈。
Maybe she has a specific way of scooping out the soup.
或者她有一个特殊的方法给你舀一勺汤。
Maybe there's a specific way that she breaks the bread.
或者她有特殊的方法把这个饼拨开。
In our house.
在我们家里。
I have learned not to say certain things.
我学习尽量不要讲有些话不要讲。
I do not ask the kids to say grace.
我不会要求我的孩子去为谢饭祷告。
Because they will say grace.
他们就说一句恩典。
Grace.
是恩典。
So I ask them to return thanks for the food.
我要求他们把这个感谢归给。
And then they will return thanks to God for the food.
然后他们就会把这个感谢食物的心归给感谢神。
And not just use the word grace.
不是只用这样一个感恩这一个词。
My kids have learned my habits.
我的孩子已经了解我的习惯了。
When I bless the food.
当我为食物祷告的时候。
I will often ask them to keep their eyes open and on the food.
我常常要求他们睁开眼睛看着那个食物。
I will say, bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies.
我常常祷告说，祝福这个食物，让它对我们的身体有益处。
And to the enjoyment of our bodies.
然后也为让我们的身体可以欢喜快乐起来。
They kind of know my prayers already.
他们已经熟悉我这个祷告的方式。
So I imagine if they had even read the prayer in a book, they would know, oh, that's Dad talking.
所以当他们可能在读这个关于祷告的书的时候，他们会想到，哦，这是我父亲就是这样祷告的。
There was something about the way that Jesus broke the bread that they knew it was Jesus.
所以当耶稣拨开饼的时候，他们知道这是耶稣。
And their eyes were open.
所以他们的眼睛明亮。
And their eyes were open, and they knew him.And he vanished from their sight. Poof.
他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然，耶稣不见了。
And they said to one another, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he walked and talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us?"
他们彼此说，在路上，他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗
？So. Remember, it was very late in the evening.
记得哈，那个当时已经是很晚了，晚上很晚的时间。
They convinced Jesus to stay.
他们要求耶稣留下来和他们同住。
Verse 33 says, "So the very hour, so they rose up the very hour and returned to Jerusalem."
在三十三节说，他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
Could you imagine leaving the house when the sun is setting to run to Parliament Hill?
你们可不可以想象，当太阳落下的时候，你们从家里跑到这个议会山
？You don't have a car.
你没有汽车去。
You might have a donkey.
或许有驴子。
You have to go all the way to Parliament Hill.
你要一路一直走到这个议会山去。
I think they ran.
可能会跑，他们会跑。
Their heart was filled with joy.
他们的心充满了喜乐。
It must have been late by the time they got there.
所以一定在他们到的时候已经非常晚了。
And when they got there, they began to share the news.
当他们到的时候，他们就开始
分
享这个福音。Verse 34节说
，The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon, and they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread.
在三十四节说，主果然复活，已经显给西门看了。那两个人就把路上所遇见和拨饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。
And as while they were sharing these stories, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said, "Peace to you."
当他们正说话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。
But they were terrified.
他们却吓坏了。
And frightened, and supposed that they had seen a ghost.
他们以为看见的是魂。
And he said to them, "Why are you troubled?"
耶稣对他们说，你们为什么忧愁呢？
And why do doubts arise in your hearts?
为什么心里起疑念呢？
Look at my hands.
看看我的手。
Look at my feet.
看看我的脚。
Look at my side.
看看我的肋旁。
Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see me have.
因为魂是没有肉没有骨的，我却有。你们看，我是有的。
When he had said this, he showed them his hands, his feet.
当他说了这话的时候，就把手和脚给他们看。
But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them.
当他们真的正喜得不能不敢信，并且稀奇的时候，耶稣就说
：“Do you have any food here？”
你们有没有吃的在这里
？So they gave him a piece of boiled fish.
所以他们给了他一片鱼，片烧鱼。
And he did eat.
他就吃了。
Wow! They were jumping for joy.
他们就非常喜乐。
Maybe it was like winning the lottery. I don't know. They just could not believe that it had happened to them.
就像赢了彩票一样的，非常欢喜快乐。
It was hard to believe.
真难以让人置信。
Have you ever been at that place when something happens to you? It's so good. You're not sure if it's true.
有没有经历过当什么事情你发生了你没有期望的时候，你都不敢相信这是真的。
And yet it is true.
可是这确实是真的。
He's risen from the dead.
他从死里复活了。
And he took and ate in their presence.
他们在他们面前吃了。
Then he said, verse 44, Then he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me.
在第四十四节说这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话说摩西的律法先知的书和诗篇上所记的凡指着我的话都必须应验
Verse 45 And he opened their understanding
在四十五节说他们开了耶稣开了他们的心窍
That they might comprehend the scriptures
使他们可以明白圣经
That's for you AndrewOpening the understanding. God give you revelation upon revelation that you share with people.
这是给你们的，神给你这样，让你有这个启示，可以明白圣经，可以把福音传给别人。
I like doing that.
我很喜欢传福音。
When God gives me a revelation, I can't wait to tell somebody.
当神给我这个启示的时候，我真的是要迫不及待地告诉别人。
Jesus began this on the first day of the week.
耶稣基督在七日的头一日在做这个事。
And it says in the book of Acts that every Sabbath they would go and they would share what they had learnt in the Sabbath in the synagogue.
在这个使徒行传里面也提到，每到主日的时候，在安息日的时候，他们就去传福音。
But on the Lord's day they would come together and strategize.
但是在主日的时候，他们也聚在一起。
To the Jewish people, Sabbath is still the Sabbath.
但对于犹太人来说，安息日仍然是安息日。
The Sabbath was given to Adam and Eve in the garden, right?
这安息日仍然。
The Sabbath, the holy day, was given to Adam and Eve in the garden.
哦，这安息日也给了这个伊甸园中的亚当。
And from the garden, the law of the Sabbath has always been established.
从那个时候开始，这个安息日就建立起来了。
6 days you shall work.
在六天当中，你当做工。
The seventh day you are to enjoy.
第七日你们要欢喜。
And so the sixth day is Saturday.
所以第六天是星期六。
And God took time to rest on the Sabbath day.
神要在第安息日的时候要休息。
And he must have enjoyed of all his creation.
所以他一定是在欢喜他所创造，他看到他所创造的时候，他就心里欢喜。
So if it's good for God to rest on the Sabbath day,
如果对神来说在安息日休息的话，
he passed that law down to man.
他也把这个传给我们人。
And then when the Jewish people came into existence,
当犹太人的时候，
he gave the law to Moses.
他们把这个律法传给摩西。
And they put it in the Ten Commandments.
他们放在这个十诫当中。
Remember to keep the Sabbath day holy.
要让在安息日守为圣日。
There is a day that we need to keep holy.
我们需要有这样一天是属于圣日的。
A day of rest.
是一个休息日。
A day where you like doing the things that you do.
是一天你想做你愿意做的事。
6 days you work.
六天你做工。
On the seventh day you rest.
第七日你要休息。
But on the first day of the week, it's time to strategize. Strategy.
Strategy. 在第七日的头一日是一个策略的日。策略性。
The Emperor Constantine, Emperor of Rome, Constantine,
在罗马的这个君士坦丁大帝
established Sunday as the day to worship the sun god.
他们建立说这个七日星期天是要这个敬拜这个太阳的神。
This was even before he became a believer.
甚至是在这个在成为一个信徒之前就要这样纪念的。
So because there was the Jewish people throughout the world in that day,
因为在那个时候是很多的犹太人。
He had given them their Sabbath, which was Saturday.
他还是允许他们有这个星期天是作为安息日。
He also gave them Sunday, which was the day to worship the sun.
同样，他也给他们这一天用来是敬拜这个太阳。
Made for a 5-day work week.
所以只有五天做工。
Kind of resembles today, doesn't it?
就像这个礼拜一样。
On the sixth day, you rest.
在第六天你也休息。
On the first day of the week, you do the things of the Lord.
所以在七日的头一日，你要做神的事，主的事。
You put the things of the Lord first.
你要把主放在第一位。
And the Catholic Church tried to change the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday.
在天主教，他们试图把这个安息日从星期六改到星期天。
You can't do that.
做不成。
Because the Sabbath is still the Sabbath.
因为安息日还是安息日。
The Sabbath is part of the Jewish heritage as well.
因为安息日是犹太人他们这个传统中的一部分。
To say that Sunday is now Sabbath.
如果说现在星期天是安息日。
Is anti-Semitic.Is against the Jewish people.
违反这个犹太人的宗教的。
You are saying to the Jewish people, we don't believe that you have the right day.
这样就等于你对犹太人说，我们不相信你有这一天的日子。
But the Jewish people are still God's people.
但是犹太人仍然是神的选民。
And they must be able to honor the Sabbath.
他们一定会要把这个安息日作为他们很。
We still know which day is the Sabbath day.
所以我们仍然需要哪一天是真正的安息日
？But Sunday，
而不是星期天。
Sunday is Resurrection Sunday。
星期天是复活的主日。
Sunday is a day for you to rejoice。
星期天是我们欢喜庆祝的日子。
We get to remember the resurrection of Jesus every week。
我们要每一周在这一天都要来纪念耶稣基督的复活。
Sunday is not just another day of the week。
星期天不是仅仅只是一个休息日。
It's a day to strategize.
是一个有策略性的一天。
to plan how we establish the kingdom of God.
是用来计划我们怎么样建立起神的国度。
Saturday is or Sunday is not a day to stay home and relax.
啊，星期天不是一个只是待在家里面放松啊享受的一天。
Maybe if we didn't do it on the Sabbath, we need to do it on Sunday.
或许有时候我们说我们不能够这样放松，在这个安息日，可是我们可以在星期天这样做。
But the church must be intentional about Sunday.
但是教会，我们一定要在这个主日，这个星期天有特别的这样一个意义。
It is a day to focus our attention on Christ.
是我们要定睛在耶稣基督的身上的日子。
We celebrate Christ's resurrection every Sunday.
我们每一周，每个星期天都要庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
The reason for Jesus presenting all these truths about Scripture.
这个耶稣基督之所以要带出这些真理来。
Verse 46.
在第四十六节说。
Thus it is written, and thus it is necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
在第四十六节说，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
And you are witnesses of these things.
你们就是这些事的见证。
Now he's talking about those that are present in the upper room here.
我们现在在这块讲这样一个见证。
Says you are witnesses of these things.
你们就是这些事的见证。
You saw my hands.
你们看到了我的手。
You saw my feet.
你们看到了我的脚。
You saw my side.
你们看到了我的肋旁。
You saw how there's no blood, just bone.
你们看到没有血，只是骨头。
No longer flesh and blood, but now flesh and bone.
没有血和肉，但是现在有肉和骨。
There would be some like you and I who would believe, even though we have not seen.
我们当中，你和我，即便我们没有看到，但是我们愿意相信。
And Jesus said, "Blessed are those who believe and have not yet seen."
耶稣说，那些没有看见的人，就信的是有福的。
You have been blessed by Jesus.
你们已经被又因着耶稣的缘故而蒙福了。
Because you have believed without seeing.
因为你们没有看见就已经信了。
But.
但是。
Behold, I send the promise of my Father on you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
但是我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
Knowing the scriptures was not enough.
只是知道圣经的话是不够的。
Having revelation by Jesus of the scriptures was not enough.
只是明白神所启示给你的这个圣经上的话是不够的。
Wait till you get some power.
我们需要这个能力。
Wait till you get some gas in your tank.
我们需要在这个油箱里面加油。
Wait till the promise of the Holy Spirit.
我们要等候这个圣灵的应许。
Because you don't want to start doing the work without power to do the work.
因为你不想没有带着没有能力的时候去做这个工。
They say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
他们说这个早餐是一天当中最重要的一餐。
If you start the day and don't have breakfast.
如果你这一天没有吃早餐的话。
By the end of the day, you're not very strong.
你在这一天快过去的时候，你就会很虚弱。
And by evening, you can't stop munching because you've got the munchies.
因为到了晚上的时候，你就停不住的要吃了。
But if you get your protein first thing in the morning,
如果你在早晨就得到这很多的蛋白质的话
，some meat and some eggs. I don't know what you eat in the morning. some meat and some eggs.
在早晨吃一些肉或者是蛋
，protein
一些蛋白质。
You won't be hungry in the evening.
你在晚上的时候就不会那么饿。
You won't get the munchies in the evening.
你就不会那么不住的吃。
You will have received strength to go through the day.
你整个这一天都会有力量。
Sometimes we take off doing our day and forget to wait for the power of God.
有的时候我们自己冲出去做事，却没有等候这个能力的降临。
Jesus spent 40 days teaching them the things about Scripture.
耶稣花了四十天的时间来教导他们。
40 days.
四十天。
And then they waited for 10 more days.
然后他们又等候了十天。
For the baptism of the Holy Spirit to fall.
等候圣灵的降临。
In that they might receive power to do the work of the ministry.
他们等候那一天，当圣灵的能力浇灌下来的时候。
You cannot leave the body of Christ without power.
你们不可能走这样一个属耶稣的道路，如果没有这个圣灵的能力在身上的话。
If you try to establish the kingdom of God without the power of God, people will say, I don't want that.
如果我们不是靠着圣灵的能力来建造这个教会的话，
Those believers are no better than I am. Those believers are no better than I am.
所以那些信徒还不如我呢。
But if you walk in the power of God,
如果你走在神的大能中。
If you walk in the power of God, they cannot deny what they see.
如果你们走在行在神的大能中的话，看见的人就不能够否认神的同在。
This brings us back to verse 48. And you are witnesses of these things. And you are.
我们看到四十八节。你们就是这些事的见证。
Have you seen those that have been healed by the touching of hands?
你有没有看到过，当你的手触摸的时候，被别人的病得到了医治？
Have you had those prophetic words that, oh, wow, it was God talking?
有没有经历过，当这个先知的话临到你的时候，你会感到这是上帝？
Have you moved in the power of God that people cannot deny that it's God?
你有没有被看到，当人们被神的话感动，不能否认的时候，你也被感动了。
How many want the power of God in their lives?
有多少人是靠着神的能力行在他们？
How many are satisfied just to walk in the normal?
有多少人只满足于只是过个平平淡淡的生活？
Just as long as you make it.
只要我们还过得去。
Or do you want to walk in front of the world with all power?
我是不是更愿意我们带着神的能力来行走这个人生的路？
To be witnesses is to witness what we have seen.
做这些事的见证是要做我们所看见的这些事的见证。
If you are called to court to testify of what you have not seen,
如果你被叫到法庭去做见证，说你没有看到那些事的时候，
you are a worthless witness.
其实你是没有什么意义的这个见证。
But if you are called to court to testify of things that you have seen,
如果你被叫到法庭做的见证是要说出来你看到的那些事，
your testimony has power.
你的这个见证就是有力量的。
Your testimony has authority.
你这个见证就是有权柄在那。
I have seen the lame walk.
我看到了。
I have seen the lame walk.
我看到这个瘸腿的行走。
I have seen legs grow back.
我看到脚恢复。
I have seen people prayed for and hearing return.
我看到人的这个听觉是聋的人听恢复了听力。
I have seen by the laying on of hands demons take off.
我看到当手按手在人身上的时候，撒旦退去了。
And skin growths disappear.
皮肤上的病没有了。
Are you witnesses of these things?
你们是不是在为这些事在做见证呢？
You can be.
你可以的。
Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord.
我们要等候神。
Be endued with power.
要靠着圣灵的能力去做。
Be filled with the power of God.
我们要让神的能力充满我们。
That when you leave these doors,
当我们离开这个殿堂的时候，
you are witnesses.
你就是他这些事的见证。
Of the power of God.
是神的大能的见证。
And God will do it.
神会做成的。
To you, my brother.
Hallelujah. 我们谢谢拉维牧师，给我们带来这样一个复活节的这样一个美好的信息，也谢谢。